overall. I think it was a disappointing performance, of course, and you understand with the frustration within the stands.
And your verdict on your players' performance?
Look, we did not produce the performance we wanted because we had we have not scored. We conceded 3 goals, so overall, I think the score line sums it up well. You know, we're not good enough going forward, and we're not good enough in defending our positions, and that's it.
How worrying is the form at the moment?
It is worrying because we gave ourselves a mountain to climb tonight in a game that is difficult because Crystal Palace's qualities, you know, they beaten Chelsea 2 weeks ago at Chelsea, so you have as well to give credit to them. They have not done that from nowhere. So we knew there would be dangers going forward, and we knew that we would have to deal with the counter-attacks.
You said in the press conference that it would be inconvenient to talk about your future now, but do you think in any way the uncertainty is affecting the players? Is it seeping into the dressing room?
I don't know. I don't think there's uncertainty about my commitment, you know, and I don't think that would be, I think that would be a wrong excuse.
Would you question any of your players' commitment tonight?
No, I think, you know, after a game, you do not want to come out like that. It's important to analyse it well and to respond in our next game.
Is this the biggest challenge you face now, to get into the top four in this situation?
To face the top four, certainly, because we had never been certain in a situation like that. But we had some tricky situations and we always managed to respond. So that's what we have to try to do.